The European Union has unveiled a €1.6 billion aid package for Palestinians, pledging support to help stabilise the West Bank and Gaza. This financial support will be destined for essential infrastructure and humanitarian aid. Speaking to RTL, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel said that Luxembourg will continue to commit to peace in the Middle East, but he warned that a recognition of Palestine as a state would be useless without the necessary economic and political consequences of such a recognition. Diesel is becoming cheaper once again today, falling below €1.35 a litre, the lowest price in more than 3 years. This latest reduction makes diesel the cheapest fuel on the market in Luxembourg. Government data provided in response to a parliamentary question reveals that drug seizures in Luxembourg have remained relatively stable over the past 5 years, with no indication of a growing trafficking trend, despite this year's record cocaine bust. In other news, Israel has proposed a Gaza ceasefire to Hamas, but a senior Hamas official said at least two elements of the proposal were non-starters. According to Egyptian media, the conditions are that half of the Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip be released and that Hamas completely disarms. Hamas has said in a statement that it's studying the proposal and will submit its response as soon as possible. A conference on the situation in Sudan is taking place in London today to mobilise the international community to put an end to the conflict. Sudan's civil war has displaced 13 million people as it enters a third year. Harvey Weinstein returns to a New York courtroom today for a retrial on rape and sexual assault charges, forcing survivors to relive testimony after his 2020 conviction was overturned. The 73-year-old Weinstein is currently serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted in California in 2023 of rape and assault. And Europe saw its hottest year on record in 2024, and no other continent is warming as quickly as Europe. According to the European State of the Climate 2024 report, the continent broke countless temperature records last year, with extreme weather upending the lives of nearly 500,000 people. The report shows that the average temperature across Europe has increased by roughly 2.4 degrees. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Aston Villa is seeking to overturn a 3-1 deficit in tonight's Champions League quarter-final second leg against Paris Saint-Germain, while Barcelona coach Hansi Flick said he expects his side's best performance possible in the match against Dortmund, despite holding a 4-0 first leg lead. Both matches are taking place at 9 p.m. And Real Madrid and Croatia midfielder Luka Modric has joined Swansea as an investor and co-owner. Swansea failed to disclose how much Modric had invested, but expressed excitement at the chance to use his knowledge to help the Welsh club, who play in the second tier of the English league.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The day will be cloudy with just some light showers. A small thunderstorm may be possible around noon and early afternoon. Temperatures will remain similar to yesterday, a little colder. In the morning, we start off at 8 to 11 degrees. By the afternoon, it will get warmer to 15 to 18 degrees.